ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः।
द क्वेश्चन इज हाउ टू बी एनलाइटेंड, दैट इज द वन क्वेश्चन, दैट इज द वन एम, दैट शुड बी द एम। देर आर सो मैनी वेज, सो मैनी मैथड्स, एंड ऑल दोज मैथड्स हैव देयर ओन वैल्यू, बट टू रियलाइज दैट गोल देर इज समथिंग विच इज कमिंग टू माई माइंड टूडे टू टेल यू, विच कंसर्न्स एवरीबडी इन द वर्ल्ड। That is the question of relationships, the question of relations among human beings. It is one of the most important things of human life. What should be the attitude of a human being towards others? The relationship between husband and wife, between parents and children, between brother and sister, between the subordinate and the boss, between the government and the people, the question of relationships, very important thing. We need not go to higher levels or those broader levels of government and people, etc. So many theories are there, and that will not be very much helpful for us for our purpose, that is enlightenment. But the question of relationship in the family is very important. Family is the basis, and we should understand it. To my mind, in the whole world, there is no other institution more pious and deeper and of greater value than the institution of motherhood. The real glory of any woman on earth is to be a mother. It is from there that the creation starts. To give birth to a child is very easy. Even animals are giving birth. To become a mother is very difficult. In the same way, to cause pregnancy to a lady is very easy for a male. Every male is doing it, but to become a father is very difficult. All this in the society around, in the cinema house, in the pictures, in the TV, we see in the name of love. It is not at all love, it is all passion and lust. How to become a real mother? How to become a real father? How to become a real daughter? How to become a real son? How to become a real brother and a real sister? And a real husband and a real wife? These are the most important things for humanity. In all the religions, in all the countries, everywhere, the running thread in all these relationships, and the most essential and the most precious, is one, that is sacrifice. It is through sacrifice that a lady becomes mother, and it is through sacrifice that somebody becomes a father, also a brother or a sister. Sacrifice is the thing. Sacrifice means living for somebody else more than for one's own self. We can never be free of the debt of a mother, because it is because of her that during the winter night, when as a child we all made the bed wet, it was her kindness that she put the child in the dry and even took the wet side towards herself. How can we be free of the debt? And when somebody earns with great difficulties and gives that money to the son and wants the son to study and to develop. It is the kindness of the father that we could get education. In the same way, almost everybody likes a young beautiful woman or a handsome and a young man. And so many times the whole day they swear with each other, "I love you more than anybody else." But what happens to that love after 5 years or 4 years or 10 years? It was not love. The test of love is there when there is old age, when that smooth face is having wrinkles, when hair is going away, are going away, when there is no more youth, and sometimes there is disease. Those who are by the side of the husband or wife at that time, they love. Now a question arises that as a mother or as a father, as a wife or a husband or a sister or a brother, I am trying to do the best I can, but I do not get the response from another side. A very important question and a complaint by most of the people. I try to do the best, but I don't get the response. My reply is, never expect the response if you want enlightenment. If the aim of life is enlightenment, don't expect response. If you expect response, you are a trader, not a lover. You are a businessman. You are giving something and want something in return. You do not know what love is. Love the father even when he scolds, and the mother even when she is not happy with you and abuses or scolds. Love the husband or the wife even the one does not care for you. You do, you go on caring. Who is stopping you? It is your test. You will be enlightened. You want the enlightenment. You go on doing your part. Why are you looking towards the part that is of somebody else? It is duty that ennobles human beings, not the question of rights. Anybody whose aim of life is enlightenment should know only one word, duty, and should not know right. I know my duty, this is my duty. What my father does or the mother does or the husband or the wife does is not my concern. I will go on doing my part. There is the test of love also and relationship. Even so much so, if sometimes there happens an event which is very shocking. For example, between the husband and wife or the partners or lovers, what is known as infidelity or not being true to one, even if that happens, then it is your test even then to remain sincere. Because that karma of that person will be in his or her account. The deceiver is deceived, not you. If there is unfaithfulness on the part of one, you remain faithful. Here is the test. And if one remains faithful, this faithfulness ultimately will win over that tendency of looking towards other person, in the another person. Faithfulness and love win over those elements which are of a lower nature, which come up. Let us face the truth as it is. Human life is so complicated. There are so many impressions inside of every one of us. The subconscious is so much filled with those impressions from innumerable lives. Nobody can say at what particular time what type of impressions may come to the surface. Many times it happens, a person does not want to be unfaithful, but those impressions from the past, they come up, they come to the surface. So in that case, this is the test of the another person. If that thing is happening, have patience, have tolerance, wait. It will be difficult. It is very painful. But here is the test. This fire will burn up all dirt. So, this is something which came to my mind to tell you when the aim is enlightenment.